The Olney Theatre Center has opened a new production of one of Rodgers and Hammerstein's iconic classics, Carousel. Theatre critic Jay Wynn Russick joins me in the studio to tell us about it. Hey, Judy, how you doing?
I'm fine. Good morning.
So I'm calling it an iconic classic, but perhaps when a lot of people think of Rodgers and Hammerstein, they think of, you know, Sound of Music, The King and I, where they wrote South Pacific, Oklahoma. Maybe Carousel isn't in the first order of Rodgers and Hammerstein classics, but I know it's a favorite of yours, certainly a favorite of mine. So what do you think distinguishes Carousel from these other great hits?
Well, I feel, and I suspect you do too, Tom, that this is Rodgers and Hammerstein's best score. I mean, not only does it have glorious songs like If I Loved You and You'll Never Walk Alone, but it actually captures that sort of carousel sound and the sound of the period. It's around 1900. And the show itself has a lot of grit. There's a great quote in the program by Oscar Hammerstein's protege, Stephen Sondheim. Sondheim says, "Oklahoma is about a picnic. Carousel is about life and death. It's about struggling working-class people, a girl who works in a cotton mill, Julie Jordan. She falls in love with a really shady character, a carousel barker named Billy Bigelow. Billy turns out to be an abusive husband, and the show does not end happily ever after. This is rich, deep material and only captures it."
Good for them. Now, I have to ask, is there actually a carousel on the stage?
Not quite. The set, Tom, is by Milagros Ponce de Leon, and he also designed Olney's 2004 production of Carousel. He used bare carousel poles in that production, and he does the same thing here. But the central image that he and director Jason Loweth have come up with for this production is a clock. There are numbers from a clock face edging the rim of the stage and the arches framing the set. It reminded me a little of the Royal National Theatre production that was on Broadway in the 90s. But in that production, circles were the chief motif. Here it's time. And Olney's production opens differently as well. It has this halcyon scene of a man and a woman, Billy and Julie, holding hands with a little boy, and they step on the turntable, the bare turntable that represents the carousel floor, and they spin around. It's a fantasy of the happy family that might have been. And then clock hands are projected on a circular screen at the back of the stage, and they start moving backward, faster and faster, and that leads back to the dark story that actually happened. And then Billy gets to see what has happened without him. The clock hands move forward. It's a very evocative image.
Yeah, so Carousel really is a very dark piece, and it sounds like the darkness does come through in this Olney production.
Oh, it does. It doesn't sugarcoat anything. The word that kept recurring to me as I watched this production was earthy. Even the lighter numbers, like the sailor shanty, Blow High, Blow Low, Jason Loweth starts that with the men bare-knuckle boxing and betting on the outcome. And there is also a lot of earthiness in the portrayals of some of the characters. Tally Sessions, who plays Billy, and particularly Chris Jenabaugh as his good-for-nothing friend Jigger. These are desperate men. And you hear that desperation when Tally Sessions sings Billy's famous soliloquy and imagines what it would be like to be the father of a girl.
She's got to be seldom young, fed and dressed in the best that money can buy.
Soliloquy from the Olney Theatre Center's production of Carousel. Now, I understand that the Olney has cast leads that have a lot of Broadway credits. I mean, this is big-time stuff. Huh? How do they do?
Well, Tally Sessions, whom we just heard, has done a couple Broadway shows. He has a big, booming voice, as you can tell, maybe a bit too bombastic. I should say, Tom, he's leaving the production and going into the new Broadway-bound Andrew Lloyd Webber musical School of Rock. He's being replaced on Wednesday by Cooper Grodin, who's been playing Phantom in Phantom of the Opera on the national tour. I'd love to see the show again with him. The whole cast is really good, and this is a large cast. Carrie Rebecca Brown, who plays Julie, is a real standout. She is just wonderful. She plays her with a lot of heart. She has a gorgeous voice. I've brought a sample.
Carrie Rebecca Brown in Carousel at the Olney Theatre Center. So it sounds like this is a big production for Olney or for anybody, but this is a huge thing. There's a lot of folks, you know, big stage set. How do they handle it?
Well, it is a big production. It's got a cast of almost two dozen, and Jason Loweth enlarges it by three actors. He has three boys of different ages do one role, the starkeeper at the end. They are either representing Billy's sons that he might have had, or maybe they're Billy at different ages. Either way, it is very moving to see children teaching this grown man a lesson about life. It also has, the production has the largest orchestra in Olney's history, 12 musicians, which may not sound like a lot, but the reorchestrations are quite good. Carousel Tom opened on Broadway exactly 70 years before the weekend that this revival started at Olney. And this go-round, if you'll pardon the pun, Carousel is just splendid.
Terrific. 70 years later, still splendid. Carousel is at the Olney Theater Center until May 10th. We've got a link to all the details about tickets and performance times on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. After a break for the news, Sheila speaks with newsman Dan Rather. Stay with us.
See nobody there to try.